If I had my hair down, I'd whip it back and forth really hard with the music, but then I think I would just cause a scene and break stuff, because my hair is really long.
Is that like Willow Smith?
I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back.
Wasn't that Willow?
Well, I want, yeah. But I want to look like, you know, like guys in like rock bands, like Metallica guys, and just like...
You know, that causes like neck damage, long term.
Ooh. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, it causes issues.
Good thing our intro is short.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, y'all.
Lawn Disorder coming at you on episode 103.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it episode 103, Happy New Year.
Yes.
It's a new year, y'all.
Already.
Happy New Year, y'all.
What happened to the last one?
It ended.
It flew by like it always does.
They say that it flies by more, like, the older you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the faster the years fly by. And I'm, that might be accurate.
That's how it feels like to me, too. I remember, like, when I was a kid in school, the school year felt so long. Like, it felt like my school day was always long. You know, it felt like it took forever to get to Halloween. It took forever to get to Christmas break. It took forever to get to spring break. And, like... we would have like activities and assignments to do certain times of the year. Like I remember being in high school and it's like, okay, it's marching band season. Okay, now it's time for, you know, the TMEA like auditions or all state auditions, and then it's, oh, now you gotta do solo and ensemble, and oh, now we gotta get ready for UIL and blah blah blah, and
now we're old
and every day is just kind of the same, and
it's like Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, like the movie Groundhog Day?
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Good. Yes. I'm glad I made a reference to you on this.
Yes. It took me a second to remember
like
how
Groundhog
it goes.
Groundhog Day? That hasn't happened yet. That's next month.
That's February.
Oh my God, that's February. That's next month.
I know. Is that like beginning or end of February?
Beginning of
Is it
February?
The second?
Maybe.
I don't remember. I think it's the second. Or is that Boxing Day? See, I don't
What's
even
Boxing
care.
Boxing Day?
That's a real holiday. I'm going to Google it right now.
We're going to start off the year talking about Boxing Day.
It's a real holiday.
We just celebrated New Year's. We're already talking about stuff for next month.
Okay. Boxing Day is a real day, but it is celebrated the second day or the day after Christmas. So Boxing Day is the 26th.
It already happened.
I guess we missed it because I don't even, like, it wasn't on my calendar.
Happy Boxing Day, everybody. Sorry. Mm. Do I send a card to somebody like, sorry, I missed Boxing Day? I don't even know what it is.
Though it originated as a holiday to give gifts to poor people, today Boxing Day forms part of Christmas celebrations, with many people choosing to take advantage of Boxing Day sales.
Are you here for the after Christmas sale?
So it's it's a holiday to celebrate the after Christmas sale.
Are you here for the after Christmas sales? No, I'm here for the Boxing Day sale.
Where are the boxers? Are boxers like 90% off? Like actual boxers?
Oh my goodness. We took this thing off the rails real quick.
Yeah, sorry y'all. Didn't mean to do that. That is not what we are talking about today.
No. Before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Wayspace Audio for the music. Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
And we are talking about the time-honored tradition of New Year's resolutions. That's what we're talking about today.
Honored is a strong word to use.
Well, time-honored attempted?
Yes, I like that.
New Year's resolutions. That's the thing every year that you say you're going to do to improve yourself this year. You know, to improve your life. Your lifestyle, your connections with others, all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all that. So there was this article in Forbes. Yes, I do read Forbes.
And yes, everyone, he can read.
Yeah, I can read. Yeah, that too. So this was a survey conducted October 23rd, 2023. So at the end of the year, they did 1,000 U.S. adults. They surveyed them and they asked them, like, what are your top resolutions for 2024? So I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. So the one that, like, the least people voted on.
Okay.
So the bottom one, well, it's actually tied. 3% of these 1,000 people said perform better at work.
That makes complete sense.
The only 3%?
Yes. Because maybe it's my generation. Are you millennial too? Or are you Gen? Is it Alpha?
Do I have a new name now?
I don't know.
Does my generation have another name?
Yeah. Alpha because
sounds new to me.
Or Gen X? Are you Gen X?
I thought I was like Gen Y.
No, it's not Y. It's the one that's older than millennials. The one that's...
Isn't Z millennials?
No, Gen Z is younger than millennials.
Then I think I'm the tail end of Gen X.
Okay, either that or you're like the eldest millennial. I don't know what you are or what you qualify as. You can look it up. But I am like standard like middle to lower millennial. And I know the big trend that was going around this past year in 2023 was quiet quitting. Did you hear about that?
Kind of.
So quiet quitting is basically you do the bare minimum at your job and you don't go above and beyond.
Ah, okay.
Because you're not getting paid to go above and beyond.
I thought that was just called laziness.
No.
Okay, so there was a name for it.
Yes. And it's not... Yeah, some people are going to take it as someone being lazy, but the way I see it is... If I do the bare minimum of my job, and when I say bare minimum, I don't mean just showing up and then sitting in a chair all day. Like, if I do everything that was written on my job description, mm-hmm. and I get all my stuff done and all my responsibilities and due dates are hit, why would I go above and beyond and do anything else if they're not going to pay me more money? I'm getting paid to do these things listed. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that mentality. So I feel like that number makes sense. Only 3%. Because how many people do you know are getting, like, giant raises and promotions and bonuses?
Well, most of my friends wouldn't fall on that 3%. So, okay. I guess. And actually, this one's actually kind of shocking. Only 3% said for their New Year's resolution to drink less alcohol. Only 3%. So, between 6%. You have people that don't want to work and people that don't want to drink.
Well, they don't want to work better. Maybe they think they're already doing well. Like, if I worked better than I work, I think I do great at my job. And if I tried to work better at my job, I'd stress myself out.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And for alcohol, I would say if you're like a normal drinker, whatever you consider that. I mean, if you're not an alcoholic, that's one thing. But if you're a normal drinker... I don't feel the need to drink less if it's in moderation, my health can handle it, it's not affecting, you know, me negatively or my bank negatively, why not?
Well, the next one, 5% of these 1,000 people said that they would like to meditate regularly. I'm okay with that. You know, meditating has its place, I think, for some people. And meditation can be a couple of different things. It's not necessarily like the whole like legs crossed, like om.
Yeah, it could be praying. It could be just trying to quiet your mind for a period of time.
Yes. And it just trying to center yourself mm-hmm. in whatever fashion you center yourself with. So whether it's, like you said, praying, actual meditating, some people like to just zone out, like they veg out and like, I'm going to watch a pointless movie, I'm gonna listen to music, I'm gonna listen to a podcast, like it's like no kids for the next hour, I'm just gonna put my headphones on and ignore all of you. You know, that's what I see as meditating, is just kind of focusing on whatever is you.
Same here.
So 6%, which I really thought this would be a higher percentage, only 6% of people said that they would travel more. I thought more people would want to travel.
Me too. I would love to travel more, but when I think about the reasons I don't travel a whole lot is one, I don't have the funds for it. Two, maybe I don't have the PTO for it.
Hmm.
Maybe this doesn't apply to me, but some people have, you know, children. Some people have different responsibilities that require them to be somewhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they have to take care of someone or something. Or maybe, or like, and if you think about it this way, maybe like if someone travels a lot for their job, they wouldn't want to travel. Maybe they want to stay home. Yeah. They don't want to go anywhere.
They want to just chill out. They want to veg. So 7 or 6%, not too bad. 7%, you were talking about having PTO and all that. 7% of people want their New Year's resolution to be an improved work-life balance.
Only 7.
You know? Well, the other 3% are slowly quitting.
Well, actually, this makes sense, too, because think about all the people that work from home now.
Yeah. Oh, tons. Tons of people work from home. I don't have that luxury, but...
But a lot of people do, or they're at least trying, they can work hybrid. And I think that has helped a lot in that aspect. So maybe that's why it's only 7.
And what's funny is that a lot of these next ones right here, to me, they all kind of mesh together. So another 7% of people, for their New Year's resolution, they'd like to make more time for hobbies. 9% of people said that they'd like to learn a new skill. Well, to me, that's the learning new skill, the time for hobbies, the travel more, the meditate, all that seems like it's a part of that work-life balance. But these people are very specific on what they want to do. But, you know, it's almost like work-life balance should be higher so that they can do all those things. You know?
Hmm. It's a good way to look at it.
This is one here that I think used to be a higher statistic and it's gotten lower. Is 12% of these 1,000 people said they want to stop smoking in the new year. Now, is it only 12% because less people smoke?
I think less people smoke than they used to.
Now, here's another thing to go with that. Do they consider vaping smoking?
I don't know. Does this only mean straight up cigarettes? Or, yeah, does that include vaping?
Because that's gotten kind of, there's kind of a gray area there where some people are like, well, I don't smoke anymore. And they're vaping. And I'm like, you're vaping. That's not the same. It's like
it's all nicotine.
You went from igniting a stick full of chemicals and nicotine to inhaling chemicals that are plugged into like a little battery charger thing. Still chemicals, but I just wonder. I wonder if that's a higher. I wonder if it would be a higher number if you counted vaping.
I gotta look at that at like chain smoking. Like that's gotta be people who smoke regularly. When I think of that.
25% of people said that they would like to make more time for loved ones. That's kind of sad. Isn't that like a sad statistic? That many people feel like they don't have enough time for their loved ones?
Yes. I mean, it can make you happy knowing, yeah, a whopping 25% want to spend more time with their family. But this probably is people, you know, maybe people that work full time. They move far away from home. They can't travel home very often. Maybe it's people who are just so busy with work or school. They have responsibilities with homework. I don't know. Lots of reasons, but yeah.
So now we're starting to get into the big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So 32% of people want to improve their diet.
That makes sense.
But it's, I don't know, it's kind of weird because 34% of people want to lose weight. It's like, it's the same, right?
Well, you could want to eat healthier, but not because you want to lose weight. Sometimes you just want to eat healthier just because your age. I don't know. You know, you need to cut back on something. But some people that want to lose weight can still eat like crap and lose weight. You know?
Yeah.
If I eat 10 Snicker bars a day and I cut myself down to 1 Snicker bar a day, you're going to lose some weight right off the bat.
Yeah, you're right. Now, and granted, this isn't 1,000. This isn't like a 100% and it all adds up to that. This is just saying when they surveyed them, this percentage
of the 1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, the percentage. So the next one, 36% said that they'd love to improve their mental health this year.
That means 36% of people don't like their mental health.
But the other, what's the math? Is it 64? The other 64% of people, do they know that they have mental health deficiencies? Again, it's like, eh.
I didn't know I had anxiety for the longest time.
I think, I wonder, I'd be curious to see if that number has gone up over the years. Like, people wanting to do that.
Compared to, like, 2022, 2021.
Or compared to pre-COVID. Hmm. You know, COVID kind of scarred all of us. Isn't that another cool statistic? Is we're, like, almost 4 years removed from COVID. That was 2020.
Well, that's when it started.
I know, but I'm saying, like, we're, like, 4 years removed from it almost.
Feels like it just happened.
I know, but it's been 4 years.
Wow.
38% of people surveyed said that they want to improve their finances. Go you. Go you, 38% of people.
Mm-hmm. Save your money. Pay off your debt.
The 62% of people that didn't want to do it, what are you doing with your money? What's going on with you?
They're in collections. I don't know.
And then the number one, the highest percentage, the same I think you have every year, is improve fitness. We're in that time of year when you go to the gym, it doesn't matter what time of day, doesn't matter what hour, what time, how long, it's like it's packed. It's packed at like midnight. It's packed at 5 a.m. It's just packed. Like, and you're just like, will you please just leave? Can we get to April when you're not here anymore? Like, I started noticing it in December. Like, there's those people that, like, and I was one of those people, too. It's like, oh, I'm going to get ahead of the curve. I'm going to, like, build momentum to start the year off right. And in the end of December, I'm like, who are all these people? What are you doing here? Already, give me my month. Wait until January to show up. You know? And then, like I said, by, like, April, you're like, oh, I don't see that dude anymore. I don't see that girl anymore. Do you do that? Do you ever see that? Like, you've seen that trend?
I don't go to the gym anymore for, I guess most people will call it a funny reason. Traumatic for me. But when I did go to the gym, yeah, I would notice that at the beginning of the year. It was definitely a lot busier. More people there. I'd see a lot more women there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot more women, I think, try to do that. But I also know women have a harder time losing weight than men. So maybe they don't see the results after the first 3 months like men can, and they give up. I don't know.
You know, it's one of those things where you can tell who the newbies are because, like, they just don't really know what they're doing. No. And I'm proud of them for trying. But sometimes I feel like a douche if I go tell them, like, hey, you're doing this wrong. But sometimes I kind of wish for them to ask me, like, hey, you look like you know what you're doing. I've seen you on this machine. You seem to be comfortable with it. Will you show me how to do it? Like, sometimes I just wish they would do that. And when they sell you a gym membership, they just kind of sell you a membership.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you the tour, like, hey, here's the bathroom, the locker rooms, blah, blah. But they're never really, like, they'll try to set you up with the trainer for that one session. But I kind of wish, like, they would do that from the get-go. It's like, hey, you're signing up today. Let's go through here so that I can show you this equipment. And if you have any questions during the sale process, because I know I'm going to sell you. You're already here. I know it's going to happen. It's like, it's kind of a crappy salesman thing. It's like, dude, you're going to sell. It's a slam dunk. Just take an extra 20 minutes to make them feel comfortable about their purchase. That's, I don't know. It's like following through with the sale.
Meh.
I don't know.
I understand why the salesperson doesn't do that.
Because he knows he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But still, I feel like, you know, you should kind of do that to people.
Meh.
You're helping yourself in the long term. But, well.
In improving fitness, that doesn't mean you have to go to a gym or get a gym membership. Like, I'm trying to improve my fitness by just doing, like, a certain amount of cardio every day. So I always try to hit, I have it set on my watch, I try to get 30 minutes of cardio in a day.
You try to close that ring?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be me sprinting for my life for 30 minutes straight. But, weather permitting, I get my butt outside and I walk typically 2 to 3 miles with my dog every day.
You have like the fittest dog ever.
Oh, she loves it. She can handle it. But I think that helps my fitness. That helps my mentality, because I don't meditate, but I feel like when I'm walking my dog outside, I can just kind of shut out everything that's going on, whether it's work or if I have errands that I was thinking about. I can just kind of shut it all off. I put in my music and I just kind of enjoy my walk.
What's helped me over the years is I have a kid, and we have a routine during the school year. So I generally take him to school. So I get up, I get him ready, I take him to school. I've got like 2.5 hours before I go to work. So I've got time to go to the gym, get a workout in, come home, kind of relax, get ready. Where I fall off the wagon is like just now during Christmas break, because he's sleeping in. We're not going anywhere. Like, I don't have a reason to get up. You know, it's like, oh, I get to sleep in. I get to enjoy this for the next 2 weeks. And now it's like, oh, I'm back in the schedule. What throws me off is the summer break, Christmas break, spring break, all that stuff. That's really what throws me off the wagon, is that it throws off my routine. I almost want him to go to school year round so that I can go to the gym. You know, it's weird for everybody.
Yeah.
But here's a statistic about like falling off the wagon, I guess. So we're not alone. People fall off the wagon on the New Year's resolutions all the time. But I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that there's a day called Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day?
No.
Tell
me more.
It's known as that or Quitter's Day. So it's either... Oh, okay. Ditch New Year's Resolution Day is January 17th.
Oh, that's not long after.
No. And the second Friday in January is known as Quitter's Day.
Okay. That is, wow. It does not have any faith in people at all.
Yeah. So this statistic is based on 100%. How long do resolutions last? Only 1% give up after a month, or less than a month. Sorry. So, you know, only 1% give up in that Quitter's Day.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. 8% give up within the first month. 22% within the second month. 22% within the third month. 13% within the fourth month. And the number just keeps going down. So if you can make it to that fourth month, that 90-day, 120-day range, you're going to stick with it. You know? It's like, you're going to keep going. So, it's... You gotta stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta push through that. Because that's really the hard time in the very beginning. You know, you're achy, you're sore, you're hungrier than normal, you know, whatever. Working out, or like if you're saying, hey, I'm going to read a book every day, or I'm going to read something. Like, it's all so new. It's kind of like a relationship. It's all the honeymoon phase. It's so new. It's so fresh. I'm gonna learn to play guitar. I'm going to learn to play the piano. I'm going to knit. Whatever. It's all so new. And then, like, once you get to that 30-day, it's like, this isn't as cool as I thought it was. Oh, I'm spending more money. Oh, I don't have as much time to do whatever. But then you just keep pushing through.
I like to set myself up with more generic goals. So, like, for instance, if I wanted to, like, work out and get more fit, I'm not going to set a goal of, like, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in the first 3 weeks. Like, that's a very specific goal. And if I personally know that if after those 3 weeks I do my best and I try my hardest and I didn't lose 10 pounds, I'd feel really bad. And I would feel really bad about myself and I'd feel like a failure. But if you reword that and just say, okay, in 3 weeks, I want to weigh less than I do now. Mm. And like, let's say I lost 8 pounds. I would feel really good about myself.
Okay.
You know? So I think if you kind of make your goal just slightly more generic, I think that can help you with your motivation. That's how I see it. Do you kind of get it?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I'm not crazy. Like, I don't want to set myself up with such an unattainable goal, you know?
Right.
Bring that goal back a little bit. So at least at the beginning, when you know, like, it takes longer to, like, see results and then lose that initial weight.
So first of all, let's talk about the show goal from last year. We had a resolution that we were going to start a book club.
Mm-hmm.
and that we were going to stick with it. And we did.
We did.
We did. So last year, what, we did two books? Well, technically, we haven't, like, technically we did two, I think.
Three.
Yeah. Did three? Uh-huh. Okay. So I think that was a good accomplishment. We started at zero, mm-hmm. and we did three.
And we didn't set ourselves up by saying, oh, we're going to read 10 books this year, because then we would have failed. We just said we want to start a book club. We did it on a schedule that I think fit our lives, the two of us personally. And we did it. We followed through. Was it a lot? No. But I'm proud of what we did. I liked the books that we read.
So what I think we should do this year, maybe we just continue do a continuance of this resolution and raise the bar a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So instead of doing three, we do four or five. I mean, I don't know what sounds realistic to us.
Well, I would say like a fast reader. And if you're in a book club, maybe like I think one a month is pretty typical. I don't know if we could do one a month based on our lives, but maybe one every 2 months.
So we're six?
So up to six. Yeah. I would say at least I think we could get five in. If we get six in, that's a bonus.
Okay. I say we do five. Mm-hmm. Five or six. Okay. I'm game for that.
Yes. More books.
So what, do you have a resolution?
I do. You mean like personally for myself? Like for 2024. I do. So my resolution is to, I think it was listed on here on what we just read, but I would really like to start and commit to a new hobby and not something I've done before. I want to do something like brand new I've never done. And I want to be able to like find like a club or a group of people that meet up that do the same hobby. Ooh. Because I think I need to branch out. I feel like I need to meet new people. I want to get on a schedule with it. And I want to feel more motivated to like do that kind of stuff. Like right now, my hobby is reading because I can just crawl into my bed with my blanket and read my book in peace. And like, I don't talk to people, but I want to talk to people and meet new people. And I think if I did it doing something that I enjoyed, it'd be really fun and easy.
Do you know what you want to do?
Yes. I want to learn a new game. I want to learn how to play Mahjong.
Okay.
American Mahjong specifically. And I believe there are some like community groups in the area that I live. So I just need to look up where they meet, when they meet. Obviously I've never played before, so like I need to learn to play, but it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. It looks cool. I heard it's fun. And I think me doing it with a group of other people that like doing it would really help me out.
That's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
You're going like completely like head first into something
new. Setting a specific goal this year.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm not going to set a timeline on when I'll have it learned and when I'll be good at it, but I think the first step is me just trying.
Yeah, that is the first step. Mm-hmm. The scariest step is like trying. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you got to go into like a facility with like people that don't know you and they don't know your skill set or lack of, and oh man, it's all very intimidating and mm-hmm. scary. I'm not that brave, I don't think. I don't think I'm that brave. I'll give you kudos to that.
Well, what's your resolution? Is it to get more brave?
No, I don't want to have impossible resolutions.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, my resolution is to continue building on what I've worked on last year. I've been working on a lot of me, a lot of like mental health, emotional stuff. I've been seeing a counselor for almost weekly since like November-ish. So just kind of continuing to push forward with that because nobody led me to do that but me. Mm-hmm. Like I just decided that like I think it's time. I think it's time that I put myself out there on a regular schedule to try to do this, to try to work out just 42 years worth of crap, you know? So I think that's really what I want to do is I want to work on that and kind of everything I've been working on, you know, finances and just like work, career and all that. Everything is just kind of like whatever commitment level I have, I want to ramp it all up, you know, because I've been committed on certain facets of life and it's like I want to take it another level.
Mm-hmm. You're just raising the bar a little bit.
Yeah. It's like I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm just trying to, I guess, improve the wheel. So, yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it's...
I think you can do that.
I think I can. You know, I think I can stick to it. And, you know, we'll see where we're at the end of 24. God, we're in 2024.
I know.
2024.
I'm not going to think about the year I was born and how long ago that was. I'm not going to think about when I graduated college or high school because that was so long ago. I'm just going to focus on me and the now and my puppies and just enjoy today.
2024. We're here.
Still kicking.
We're still kicking. What else can they throw at us?
Yeah, I lived through a pandemic. I lived through a recession. I lived through a terrorist attack. What else have
I been on the brink of war for like 2 years?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what 2024 has to offer. Hopefully certain things of that will be better.
Knock on wood, all good things. We'll see.
You know?
I mean, it is an election year.
I know. There's so much.
So much is going to
happen. Olympics. We got the Olympics.
Oh, yeah,
this year.
The Olympics.
You know, isn't it a leap year, too?
Is it?
I think it is a leap year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, that's when you get an extra day in the.
A whole extra day.
A whole extra day on the calendar. Yeah, I'm fairly confident it's a leap year. Hold on. Now I got to make sure I'm right, but I'm pretty sure it's a leap year.
Yeah, we don't want to sit here and lie to our audience. They're going to be like, no, you're wrong. Stupid.
No,
head.
Yeah, it is.
Yay. Okay.
February 29th. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a special leap day episode. Who knows?
We probably should. We probably should like learn what exactly causes, like, why do we have a leap year?
It's with the rotation of the earth around the sun.
I know, but that's an episode. You shouldn't spoil it.
Okay. I won't say anymore. Even though everyone listening has Google and can look it up in 5 seconds.
Nope. We got to educate them.
Okay.
So, well, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 103 wrapping up for you. So I think let's thank the sponsors and get on out of here. So let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wavespace Audio for the music. Young Ideas Dish for all your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
I think that's it, right?
It is.
So again, Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year's, everybody.
We're all still here. Good to see you guys here.
We'll be back next week.
So, on behalf of myself and Ms. Caitlin,
hey.
We're Law and Disorder, and we will talk to you later.
Bye.